It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Debbie Nichols from the town of Newcastle is here. I cannot believe it's already time to talk about Burning Mountain Days.
Yes.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Can't believe it. Yeah. Just
summer goes by so fast.
I know. No question about it. By the way, Burning Mountain Days this year is the 6th and 7th, Friday and Saturday, September.
Yes.
So the weekend right after Labor Day.
Yes.
And a lot of great activities and events planned again this year?
Yes. This year, our music lineup for Friday, Louie and the Lizards, then the Long Run Band, the Colorado Tribute Band for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, Exit 42 and a band called Alexis.
That's quite a lineup. When did you have to start working on it to get all of those acts? Probably a while ago.
March, April.
So you said Friday is Louie and the Lizards and then the Long Run on Friday night?
Yes.
And then Saturday, I heard Alexis. And before that?
Exit 42.
Exit 42, that's right, from Grand Junction.
Yes.
Been around for a long time. Long time they've been performing and wowing crowds all over. Of course, named after Exit 42 because they're all from Palisade.
Yes.
if you didn't realize that, you wondered, well, that's a little weird. Well, you know. Anything new this year for Burning Mountain Days that it has not been part of the formula in the past?
This year we have Burning Mountain Festival and Hogback Pizza are joining together for a cornhole tournament. $20 a team.
Oh, okay.
And you can register online, newcastlerec.com.
And when does that take place?
That'll be Saturday the 7th. I think it's right after the parade till about till whenever all the tournament is done.
Okay.
And six or so.
Where will that take place?
That'll take place. They're going to close off 5th Street on the west side of Hogback Pizza.
Okay, so the one that's right next door. Okay.
And they're going to have a big cornhole tournament.
Awesome. That's been such a big thing for the last, it's almost, I want to say, taken over horseshoes as the family,
yes.
Group get-together kind of activity.
Yeah, between that and when people do pickleball. Those two are taking
yes,
over.
Yes, pickleball. Pickleball is a big one, too.
Yeah.
So again, $20 per team. Folks register in advance, newcastlerec.com.
Correct.
And what is it? I guess the length would be dependent on how many people sign up.
Yeah, I think they're going capping it at like 20 teams.
Okay. Again, $20. And then prizes, that kind of thing?
There'll be prizes. I haven't heard.
Okay.
All the prizes yet.
But again, that detail sounds like the rec department may be working more
yes.
with Hogback Pizza with Diane and
Dustin.
Thank you. I knew it began with a D, but I was struggling there on that one. So that's kind of cool. Something new. And again, it'll start right after the parade is over.
Yes.
And of course, parade starts at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
The official start time for every parade I've ever been aware of. On Saturday morning, the 7th, along Main Street. Do you still have room for more floats in the parade?
Yes. Still taking applications.
And how can folks get one of those applications?
The best thing is just give me a call
okay.
at Town Hall, 984-2311, and I can email them a application quickly.
What's the theme for this year's parade?
This year it's Newcastle, Music to Our Hearts.
I like that.
With the parade being musical.
Okay. So what types of musical entries do you already have?
I know like Coleridge, the marching band, they always like to come in.
That's awesome. You got to love the marching bands. That's
yes.
one of the necessities of a parade.
And then right after the parade in Burning Mountain Park, we're working on the Coleridge High School Jazz Band performing.
Ooh, awesome. That's cool. Of course, Burning Mountain Park right next to the old school.
Mm-hmm. We have bouncy houses and the bungee run, face painting for the kids.
Okay. And that's where the booths are, too, is yes. in Burning Mountain Park, right? That's where most of the activities take place, if I remember correctly. What is the registration fee to be in the parade, by the way?
There is no registration fee.
Oh, so it's free. Just fill out the application and get on the list.
Yes.
Okay.
Preferably the Friday before. Get me the application.
So what would that be? Would that be the 31st?
Yes.
Would be the Friday or the 30th? Would be the
30th.
Okay, that sounds right. So again, it sounds like it's kind of an informal deadline, but pretty please kind of thing.
There's a few, and I can understand the reason that Colorado River Fire Rescue. Orin usually brings his application with him. And I understand sense. The fire department.
I was
they
say,
have.
You kind of know that they're going to be there unless there's something going on.
Yes.
Right.
And which is another thing. The Colorado River Fire Rescue are going to have a touch of truck. This year we're not able to have our classic car show. So they're going to kind of bring all a bunch of fire trucks okay. and stuff down.
I know they have an old fire engine that they bring to parades and that kind of thing. That's, what is it, like 40s, I think? 40s, 50s era? The old open-air cab and everything.
That one belongs, I think, to the Talbots.
Oh, okay.
And they bring it to the parades. But there's another one I know that they have. And I can't remember the age gotcha. Of that fire.
So that kind of takes the place of the classic car show for
this year.
For this year. Okay. But it'll be back next year?
Yes. I'm not going to let Dave. I'll let him slide 1 year.
Just
he
one
does
year,
such though. A great, Dave Crabtree does such a great job at organizing our classic car show.
I didn't realize it was David that did that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Of course, from Crabtree's Auto Body, you would think he would know a little bit about cars.
Yes, he's into cars.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Again, if you'd like to learn more, by the way, about Burning Mountain Days this year, if you go to the Town of Newcastle's website, it's newcastlecolorado.org. And then under the, was it What to Do? Is that the name of the tab?
Or if they scroll all the way down, we have.
Oh, is it on the main page too? Okay. All right. I started with the menus. I didn't scroll all the way down. Again, you can see the complete list of events for both days, Friday, September 6th, and Saturday, September 7th, including, I want to say, you're kind of stepping it up a little bit with musical entertainment this year. A couple of regional bands, a couple local bands. It's pretty cool. Pretty
yeah.
cool. I want to talk about the booths as well, because that's always a big part of any civic festival or those booths that you can check out. Maybe a little bit more about the parade. Again, if you'd like to be in the parade, any business or any kind of organization is welcome. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can give Debbie a call at 984-2311. She can email you the application. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with Debbie Nichols from the town of Newcastle. Crunch time for you. Lots of stuff going on. Taking care of lots of stuff, last-minute details for Burning Mountain Days. I did not realize this until you pointed it out. 3 days. You've got some events on Sunday the 8th as well of September also. So it's not just Friday night and Saturday. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
This year we're bringing up the Western Airs again. It's a Jefferson County youth group that does precision drill riding at speed. And they're going to come up and they'll be... We're just adding another 90 horses to the parade.
There you go.
And then they will do a free show at Garfield County Fairgrounds this year on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Okay. So you're kind of – it's the event is so big you have to borrow the neighbor's house.
Yeah, that's what it's turning out to.
Okay. And that's that free show on Sunday?
Free show. Okay. We will accept donations. You know, if people – there will be a donation bucket to help – offset the cost, because it does cost a lot to bring 100 kids and 90 horses up.
That's, yeah, pretty incredible.
And spend the night.
And will they be in the parade as well?
Yes, they will.
Okay, all right. So horses, another thing that's important to have in a parade.
And the kids do trick riding. They do some dressage. They have the cavalry there. The boys do their cavalry
That's
scene.
Awesome. That's great.
So it's a lot of fun to watch them.
And obviously they won't be riding at speed in the parade. It'll be more of a a slow walk at parade speed on Main Street in Newcastle on Saturday. Okay. What is the time on Sunday the 8th?
1 o'clock.
Okay. 1 o'clock again at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. You've also got a Sunday morning service.
Actually, it's a Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sunday evening, okay.
There will be all the churches in Newcastle and a couple in Silt are coming together to do a worship service at 5 o'clock in the Burning Mountain Park. And it's called the United Gathering.
Is this the first time that you've done that? I don't remember talking about that in the past.
They have done it for a couple years now.
Okay.
And everybody seems to really have a good time.
That's great. Again, that's 5 o'clock Sunday the 8th, the United Gathering in Burning Mountain Park. Back to speaking of Burning Mountain Park, that's where all the booths will be set up for the Burning Mountain Festival again this year. When will they open? Like around 4 o'clock Friday afternoon?
Everything opens up at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, okay.
On Friday afternoon. We have jewelry. We have Upper Crust doing baked goods. And for the first time this year, Sweet Colorado. It wants to come in and entice us with their donuts.
Awesome.
Let's see, who else? There'll be some other Western Weeds. She does some Western decor and jewelry. And
does the beer garden open at 5 o'clock as well?
Yes, they do. And the beer garden, once again, Glenwood Springs, Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub is stepping up again.
Okay.
Bringing some of their finest kegs.
Awesome. Are they bringing probably not the whole selection, but maybe like...
I don't know what Todd's going to allow me to snag, but...
Again, for those 21 and over, they can enjoy that. And then was that closed probably around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, we have to close the park. You know, that's our limit.
So everything closes at 10 o'clock,
yes,
including the beer garden. And again, Friday evening, musical entertainment from Louie and the Lizards. Of course, Louie Girardeau has been around forever, I think, performing around here. And then the headliner Friday night, The Long Run, Colorado's tribute to the Eagles. Kind of like the house band around here. They've been doing a lot of shows in Western Colorado.
This will be, there's a few of them this year. But when I seen them back in, I think it was March at the Ute, they were just so awesome.
Aren't they good? They are quite fantastic. It's, if you close your eyes, you almost think it's actually the Eagles that's up there performing.
Yes.
Awesome. Again, are you charging or are they just performing in the park for free like normally you have the bands? So stop by and enjoy the great music.
Once again, there'll be a donation bucket hanging around. If anybody wants to contribute towards the expenses, we'll gladly accept it.
Makes sense to me. Do you know what time they will take the stage? Probably like 8, 8:30, something like that?
They will be playing 7 to 10.
7 to 10, okay.
And Louie and the Lizards are 5 to 6:30.
Okay. So a three-hour show. They'll probably take a break somewhere in the middle there then. And then again, park closes at 10 o'clock. Everybody goes home and gets ready for the parade the next day.
Yes.
Again, if you want to learn more, go to newcastlecolorado.org. If you'd like to register for the Cornhole Tournament on Saturday, that's newcastlerec.com. Again, it's $20 for the Cornhole Tournament. That's the only thing so far we've talked about that there's really an entry fee for is the Cornhole Tournament.
We try to keep this pretty free to families, you know? Just everything is there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, there's some donations, you know, for face painting, but stuff like that. But the bouncy house, it's open. And the bungee run.
The bungee run. So you mentioned that before, and I didn't think to ask. So what is a bungee run? you try and run as fast as you can against the bungee, and then it pulls you back?
Yeah.
It's really? That's really? Okay. All right. That's obviously, is that a kid's activity or?
As far as I know, yes. Okay. New Creation Church is stepping up and letting us borrow theirs, and they'll be there manning the bungee run. But they said it's really awesome. The kids love it.
I was going to say, I might have to watch just to see what that looks like.
We might even put you in each game.
almost sounds kind of like a cartoon kind of thing, you know? With the sound effect, or something along those lines. Oh, my goodness. So, again, we've made it through Friday's schedule of events.
Uh-huh.
Back to the booths. Do you get to eat during Burning Mountain Days? Do
Me
you get to check
personally?
Out any? Yes.
On occasion.
So
no, I do try to take a little bit of time.
And kind of make the rounds.
And make the rounds, make sure everybody's doing good and checking out a lot of the stuff that's there.
Do you have a full complement of booths? Do you have any booth space still available?
I have one left.
Okay. So if anybody's interested in a booth space, just give you a call, 984-2311.
Yes.
And Debbie can, again, send you the application and set up. What is it, like 10 by 10 area?
A 10 by 10 area, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So back to my original question. What is your favorite booth? It doesn't necessarily have to be food, but is there somebody that's been there year after year that you always enjoy browsing or eating or whatever?
It would be probably Elegant Jewelry. Eileen Leland, she's there every year. And then also Victoria with her massages.
Ah, there you
she's
go.
She's a good one.
That would be something to make time for when you've been working for, is it probably the month before Burning Mountain Days? Is it a majority of your time and then a little bit lighter otherwise, or is it longer than that?
July and August are
pretty much focused solely on
get this done. We start early in the year. My daughter Jessie, she helps out a lot in lining up with sponsors and such.
She's come in with you before, actually,
yes, she has.
To do this interview. Actually, I remember. And of course, the town really has embraced Burning Mountain Days, and I know a lot of like park staff and the rest of city employees. It's all hands on deck for this.
Yes, and they come in, they step up to the plate, and they get me this, that, and I just stand there and go, okay, I need this, this, and they're like, okay, we got it.
And of course, at the end of the weekend on Monday morning, do you usually take time off after Burning Mountain Days, or
this year I will be.
Okay.
The last couple of years I haven't been able to because there was some other things.
Okay.
But this year, yes.
Well, good for you. Good for you. It's always good to take a moment and relax after you spend that kind of time and effort. Again, Burning Mountain Days this year, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 6th, 7th, and 8th, not only in Newcastle, but also at the neighbor's house at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, that big drill riding team from Jefferson County coming back. I'm assuming you brought them back this year because they were such a big hit last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, when we lived on the Front Range many years ago, my daughters were involved in that group, so I know how this group.
Okay.
How they work.
That makes.
And it always makes a really good show. They always have a good show.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, well, 100 kids out there, 90 horses, again, all doing all these tricks and the drills at speed. Absolutely amazing. So impressive. And great to see that kind of thing is still alive, too, in this electronic, day and age.
Yes.
They're not just doing the horse tricks on their smartphones.
Yeah.
Back to wrap things up and talk a little bit more about Saturday's events at Burning Mountain Days this year when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Debbie Nichols here today from the town of Newcastle. As I mentioned before, kind of crunch time for Debbie around this time of year. This year's schedule for Burning Mountain Days in Newcastle, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday starting at 5 o'clock in Burning Mountain Park with Louie and the Lizards and the Long Run, Colorado's tribute to the Eagles. Then on Saturday, obviously the parade starts at 10 o'clock. Is there anything happening before the parade? Probably not. You're probably lining them up, what, starting around 8 o'clock or so?
Yes.
Yeah. Start in the school parking lot again?
Yes.
As usual?
Elk Creek Elementary School will start lining everybody up so we can hit Main Street.
And obviously the parade goes down Main Street in Newcastle. And where will it? Where will everybody end up? Burning Mountain Park?
It usually ends up about Burning Mountain Park.
Okay. So after the parade, we did mention the cornhole tournament, which takes place right in the 5th Street, right to the west of Hogback Pizza.
Yes.
And again, that's $20 if you want to register a team, by the way, for the cornhole tournament. If you want to learn more, go to newcastlerec.com. And before we get back to Saturday's schedule, I mentioned that Newcastle Town employees, I'm sure a lot of them are paid to put a lot of time into Burning Mountain Days. I'm sure a lot of them also volunteer a lot of time. But you have a lot of sponsors also that help make Burning Mountain Days happen.
Yes, without these sponsors, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. I have Alpine Bank is our presenting sponsor. And, of course, Garfield County, they've stepped up with helping us with the fairgrounds. And then KMTS, Columbine Ford, Bay Equity, they've stepped up to the plate. SGM, Garfield and Heck, Glenwood Springs Ford, and, of course, the Brew Pub. Capital Deli and Wingnuts, they're going to help me feed this crowd that comes up from the Westerners. So they're really, everybody's just pitching in and helping and getting this done.
100 teenagers, just imagine trying to feed them.
Yes. Got to keep everybody fed.
Right, exactly. And again, the Colorado River Fire Rescue having a touch a truck right after the parade as well.
Right there at the park.
That takes the place of the Classic Car Show just this year.
Correct.
It'll be back next year. But for this year, the touch a truck will kind of take the place. Maybe some old apparatus, maybe some of the new fire engines for kids of all ages. I speak from experience.
Yes.
And then you've also got a log splitting contest on Saturday.
Yes, we'll start Saturday after the parade. We'll do, like I'd mentioned, Coleridge, their jazz band, wants to come perform for a little bit. And then there'll be the annual, of course, pie eating contest. And then log splitting contest, which is it's fun to watch because you get Bob Byram and Bobby Hayward together. And those two are characters.
And the rest is history. And again, all that happens in Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle, kind of right in the middle of town, I guess.
Yes, right in the middle of town.
And in addition to all the booths and everything, what time does the beer garden open on Saturday?
1 o'clock in the afternoon and goes till 10.
And we'll close at 10 o'clock again Saturday as well. And again, it's Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub that's sponsoring that, I guess you might say, and giving you a few growlers.
And then also Spirits Liquor and Newcastle Liquors. They're also involved with that, with the, you know, we get the other beers and wine, but they're great to work with. It's like all the Newcastle businesses, they all kind of step up at one point or another.
Everybody comes out and does their part, I guess you might say. Again, the theme this year is Newcastle, music to our hearts. If you want to register a float, you want to be in the parade, or if you want that last remaining booth space in Burning Mountain Park, give Debbie a call at 984-2311. And again, Friday, we've got Louie and the Lizards, followed by the Long Run. Then on Saturday night, Exit 42, followed by a band called Alexis.
I can't wait to listen to all these bands. It's going to be fun.
Do you kind of schedule the bands with that in mind? With what do you think about what? What am I trying to say? Who will be popular, or do you
yes.
weigh in a little bit there too?
I weigh in a little bit. I also go visit some bands. It's like one time I was talking to some friends, and it's like, really, these bands don't know how many different interviews they're doing when they're performing.
Right. They don't know who is in the audience that may be thinking about, I need a band for an event at some point. Cool.
So, yeah, we go out and listen to a few.
And same times for Exit 42 and Alexis on Saturday night?
Okay. Yes.
So 5 to 6:30 for Exit 42, and then 7 to 10 for a band called Alexis.
Yes.
And they were actually in here, has it been 2-3 months ago? And Alexis sang a couple songs.
Oh, wow.
She's really pretty good.
She is.
She really is.
Actually, she started, last year she goes, I'll be there next year. I'll be there next year. Because she had her baby. Like days before last year's Burning Mountain Festival. She goes, call me next year. We did.
That's okay, because as I recall, the band that you had last year was really pretty good, too.
We had a radio band for both nights.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah, we stopped in and listened to them a little bit. I can't remember what night it was, but they were really good.
They were.
I was impressed with the showmanship.
Uh-huh.
You know, how they could go one song into another, into another, into another. It's like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
So we'll have to wait a few years to get them back.
Okay.
I'm
sure Thomas would be happy to come back anytime.
Oh, yes.
Again, if you'd like to learn, actually, he may be there anyway. I mean, it is, you know, Burning Mountain days. Doesn't everybody come back for it? It's kind of like the, the public, less formal homecoming. Again, if you'd like to learn more, go to newcastlecolorado.org. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's the complete schedule of events for Burning Mountain Days. If you want to register for the Cornhole Tournament, the website is newcastlerec.com. Again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 6th, 7th, and 8th of September. Again, on the 8th, you've got the Western Airs from Jefferson County, the drill riding team. 100 kids, 90 horses at the Garfield County Fairgrounds starting at 1 o'clock. And then back in Burning Mountain Park at 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, the United Gathering with all the churches in Newcastle and a couple from Silt coming out for a well-attended event for the last several years.
Yeah, that it's been pretty amazing how everybody comes together and just how the whole event come, you know.
Anything else that we should mention about Burning Mountain Days this year that we haven't yet?
We got the list done.
You checked everything off?
I checked everything off.
Awesome.
I made sure I wrote it all down this year. Because the sponsors, you know, Alpine Bank, KMTS, you guys do a wonderful job getting the word out and all the sponsors stepping up.
It's our pleasure, and I know that I can speak for everybody else on that list that it's theirs as well. So all the best. Another great Burning Mountain Days soon to be upon us. Again, the theme this year is Newcastle, Music to Our Hearts. And if you would like to be in the parade, hopefully by Friday, August 30th, you'll get that registration form from Debbie and return it. Phone number is 984-2311. Again, two websites. The website to register for the Cornhole Tournament on Saturday the 7th is newcastlerec.com, Town of Newcastle's website where you can get the complete schedule of events, including for the wood-splitting contest and the pie-eating contest. That is newcastlecolorado.org.
Correct.
Debbie, it's a pleasure.
Thank you again.
Last time I talked to you, we were talking about the farmer's market.
Yes.
The community market, I guess
I should
say.
And that's going fantastic.
Is it?
Well attended. You know, everybody's having
great,
fun.
Great. Glad to hear it. All the best until I
Thank
talk
you.
To you next time. And I guess have a great winter.
You too.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.